Next up, we have Stacking Theory with Holding My Own.
Look at me, still standing here. I can't believe that I have made it through this far. I'm standing in between the giants and I'm trying to hold on. I'm trying to hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to hold my own. I never thought that I could be here. I never thought that I'd be holding my own.
Not a reference to the Sober song. Very pleasant, very listenable, very enjoyable. That glockenspiel is so lightly used, it just sort of kind of pops up as a nice little surprise midway through. I thought the singing voice is really good with the variety of layered sections and the nice harmonies. And the bio is very sweet and relatable. The song bio I thought was great. I think this is a great, great song. I don't have a lot to say about it because I think it's just a lot of good stuff to listen to in there.
This is a pretty and dreamy. I really like the ethereal guitar trading lines back and forth in the left and right channels. I thought that sounded really good. The backing vocals, the soft backing vocals, and the delicate, whispery lead vocals, I think really sounded good. I appreciated the callback to the Pale Blue Dot from their round one submission, which sort of brought full circle their whole Spin Tunes journey in this competition, which I thought was cool. I really liked the soft scat vocal that bookended the song. It reminded me of that Walk on the Wild Side riff they used in their round three entry. So there were some cool callbacks. This is a super enjoyable listen with lots of good dynamics and lots of little things, little subtle things I picked up on with repeat listens. So I didn't really like it as much at first, but it really grew on me.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I thought that this was a really sweet, meaningful song. I love the bio. It's always great to see the process, especially with this one in particular, starting with the guitar as a guide and then getting rid of it and later replacing it with something completely different. You know, it reminds me of that old question, if you have an axe and you replace the handle of the axe and later replace the blade of the axe, is it still the axe you started with or is it something else? And I just thought that was sort of an interesting thing with watching, well, not watching because I didn't watch him make the song, but sort of getting a look into the process of how something can start one way and then move into something completely different. I really liked those backing vocals. I thought that they were pretty. I thought that they were nice. You know, they kind of remind me of Exquisite Dead Guy by They Might Be Giants. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I love that guy hanging on a skyhook because I think it's a pretty song because I like those vocals. And I like the vocals here. I think they're really, really nice. When you combine them with the guitars, it creates something like a dreamy Katamari Damacy soundtrack, which, for those who don't know, is like a more than a decades old video game with really cute music. Highly recommend listening to the soundtrack, even if you don't play the game. Oh, and okay, so this is another 1-4 song. And I have a note here. I think this is like the 6th song that we've gone through that's a 1-4. And I'm like, this is way more popular than anticipated. But I guess I should have, maybe not should have known, but I could have known that 1-4 would be more popular than 1-5. It just really caught me off guard. And I like the message of the song. It's very sweet. It's a really good community coming together song. And honestly, the community, that's why I like doing Spin Tunes. It's why I like doing Song Fight. Slightly less, it's why I like doing Neurine. But you know, that's generally the same community that does the other two, or at least there's some overlap there. Look, all I'm going to say is that the people in Neurine are way nicer than opera singers, so I've got a low bar there. Neurine seems lovely.
Neurine.
Hey.
Moving on.